Baruch Hashem, we had a wonderful Zman delving into many aspects of Shabbos Kodesh together. And for sure we have many, many more to go. You could speak about Shabbos your whole life. But for this closing talk of the Zman, let's review some of the Yesodas, some of the central points, some of them, not all of them, but some of the central points that we've learned about over the summer. So I want to focus on seven central points. Okay, One of the things we started with, that it's simply silly not to focus properly on Shabbos Kodesh. Why is that? At least 1.5 to 2 parts of our day, that's 22 to 30% of our time, is spent on Shabbos. No efficient person wastes 22 to 30% of his time. So if we want to be efficient Jews, we have to focus on Shabbos. Between Friday and Shabbos, it takes so much of the time. And of course, since we know that Shabbos is the most important time of the week. Okay, the second point I want to bring out is, why did Klal Yisrael, you're remembering this as we speak, everybody, why did Klal Yisrael receive Shabbos before Kabbalah Sattar? Because Shabbos was one of the mitzvahs that was received in Mara. And the idea we said is that's to show that the yisod of a person in the heart of Yiddishkeit is Shabbos. And the mitzvahs, so to speak, the 600 mitzvahs of the building, but we needed the yisod, we needed the foundation before getting to Kabbalah Sattar. Going further into that yisod, we know that every little bit of shteigen we do on Shabbos is going to be mashpia on our whole week. That's why we have to put so much koch into Shabbos. Like the heart. We all appreciate that our heart has to be fit and healthy because the performance of the hands and the feet are dependent on. So too Shabbos. Our Shabbos has to be healthy because it's the heart of our whole life. So our Shabbos has to be healthy. And the more health we put into our Shabbos by putting into it, the healthier our week is going to be in our whole life. And according to that principle, the Shabbos is the source, foundation, and the heart of everything. Remember, it's also the source of our spiritual pleasures, right? You'll get a geshmak and a rashba on Wednesday because the effort you put into Shabbos afternoon. Okay, third point, we said that Shabbos is connected called Torah Kula. Chazal tells us one of the mitzvahs that's connected against the whole Torah. We spoke of that specifically in terms of its sachar, its reward. The Chavetz Chaim taught, we can translate that any mitzvah you do on Shabbos is connected called Torah Kula, is against the whole Torah. That means it's worth 613 mitzvahs. Amazing. And Talmud Torah on Shabbos is really over the top because Talmud Torah is always connected called Torah Kulu. So if you learn on Shabbos, so 613 times 613, which equals, by quick calculation, 375,769 mitzvahs. And if you do a bitsara also, if you're pained, get up, wake up a Shabbos afternoon, who has koach to learn? No! Because I remember that Echa Bitsara shove it to how many? 100 without tsar. So then you add another 100 to it and you're getting into the millions. And if you do a besimcha also, we're going to talk in a moment. Okay. Fourth point I want to remember talking about. We said Shomer Shabbos. The idea being Shomer Shabbos, which simply, of course, means that I guard the Shabbos. I'm careful about its halachot. But we said that Shomer is also lashon of what? Tzipiyah and waiting. Aviv Shamar Esedavar. Shomeret Yavam. Remember that one? We wait for it. So a true Shomer Shabbos doesn't just make a point of being careful about the halachot and knowing what to do. He's Shomer. He's waiting for Shabbos. The Erev Shabbos here we spoke about. Okay. Point number five, we spoke about hachanot, preparing for Shabbos, right? How essential preparing is. And two ideas we spoke about is, one, you have to have a plan. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right? Anything that's important, no one says, I'm going to go to Rio. You know, I'll get there, and I don't know, maybe I'll run into the Super Bowl, maybe I won't, maybe I'll run into the Olympics, maybe I won't, I don't know where I'm going, you know, but I'll just take a plane to Rio. You don't think like that. You plan for something important, every person plans. So Shabbos is important. We have to have a plan. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And we said another preparation we could do for Shabbos actively is davening, praying. Something unbelievable is coming into the world called Shabbos. Hashem, you gave it to us. A person has to daven. Help me do it right. Help me not to be over any surim. Help me to listen on Wednesday mornings to Rabbi Schoolmaker. Help me get more into Shabbos. Okay? One of the specific difficulties we have in preparing for Shabbos is because the Yetzer Hara draws a strong battle against it. The Yetzer Hara knows the importance of hachanot. He knows the importance of preparing, specifically preparing for Shabbos, so he battles us. We brought a beautiful remez to that. You remember, Asher Karcha Baderech, he makes you cold. Amalek, that's the Yetzer Hara. Where does he make us cold? Baderech, on the way. On the way to what? On the way to mitzvahs. That's where he wants to get us, right? Together with that, we remember that as our achanas go, we might want to do it in the best way possible, but whatever level of achanot we have to do, you have to do tons and tons of sponge, you take a kid to the hospital, over-exercise with H wellness, whatever we have to do every Shabbos, We take it besimcha. We say, this is what the hashgacha brought me. And by living with Ratzon Hashem, that's the best preparation that could possibly be, even if things don't work the way we want. Haser Satan, we say, Marv, Haser Satan, milfaneinu miacharenu. What does it mean to get rid of the Satan from in front of us? It means help us to get to our mitzvahs. Get that Yetzirah away from in front of us. And Hachana, you remember the gematria? Was gematria what? 80, as is the word, Yisod, foundation. Showing that the Hachana for Shabbos and the preparation for things is the foundation for which everything else comes out of. That's why Hachanas is so important. Point number six, we're getting there, gentlemen. Point number six, imagine owning an amazing piece of real estate in New York, Paris, or Jerusalem. Now imagine that it was huge. You are a rich man. Now imagine it wasn't just huge, it was endless. It has no boundaries. What an amazing thing that is. And our rabbis tell us, the Gemara in Shabbos, I believe, Koma Anagas, the Shabbos gets a Nachal B'li Mitzarim. You get that piece of real estate, not in Jerusalem, in Olam Haba, without any boundaries. For what? For properly enjoying the Shabbos. What's owning Shabbos all about? We mentioned two ideas. The Mashal, the Shabbos Malkasa mentions the idea that, one, the Chavetz Chaim coming over, I couldn't eat myself, but l'chvodo I eat. So this is the day of Hashem, and l'chavod Hashem we eat. That is the idea of Onik Shabbos, according to Rapinkis. And I said maybe it's because it's like Ein Olam Haba. Since Shabbos Ein Olam Haba, it's a little bit of Olam Haba. Olam Haba for sure is a time of satisfaction, satiation, reward. So we want to touch that. And we don't know spiritually maybe how to touch that fully, so we have to touch it at least physically to get a sense of reward. Okay. Bosai, the Chavetz Chaim mentioned another point about owning Shabbos. If you see something you don't like on Shabbos, well, if you see something I want to eat on Shabbos, I'm on a diet. No, no, no. You have to eat it. It's a mitzvah to eat that thing, and it's a bittul mitzvah. If you don't eat something that you like, you don't have to necessarily have big portions. Just another 60 seconds. I never go late. One time we're going late a little. Now, once it's a mitzvah, using the principle we learned before, if I do it, I get 613 mitzvahs. So eating at Shabbos isn't just a mitzvah, it's worth 613 regular mitzvahs. And if you do a besimcha, it's worth 613 times 1,000. Enjoy that piece of kol rabosai, 613,000 mitzvahs. Now, but you have to enjoy the mitzvah, we pointed out. If you enjoy the taste and not the mitzvah, I don't think that's called simple mitzvah. Last point, with this ending, point number seven, the sudot, right? We mentioned amazing how hecher, how amazing, how kaddish, how gavoah the sudas are. Just explain that. We mentioned, you know, this is a deep, deep thing, but the Baal HaTanya says that, in fact, the food on Shabbos is on a higher level than us, which needs a lot of explanation, right? The suddas which are involved in such things. And then we just finish, we mentioned that sometimes a person is all excited. You get to suddah, the people around you are, you know, speaking about all types of politics and foolishness. So what do? You have to recognize that every detail of our life is given to us by Hashem. And if this is the suda that Hashem gave us, this is the way we can perform. And by staying connected to Him and staying connected to Kedusha Shabbos, even within that thing, we have done an amazing job with our sudot. Both sides, it's been a wonderful Zman. Thank you very much. It's wonderful me. I hope everybody gained from something. We'll continue with Shabbos. The beginning of El. That's a shame.